Brother Justin for those words. Thank you, Pastor, for the word of proclaimed already this morning. Those wonderful words of life. Beautiful words. Wonderful words.
We have our Bibles. We'll turn to Luke chapter number 10. Verse number 38. We'll read four verses this morning and just try to encourage you through the Word of God as we already been encouraged through the preaching and the proclaiming of God's wonderful, wonderful Word. Luke chapter 10, verse number 38. Our Bible says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, doest thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Prior to our text, our Savior and the disciples were questioned and they were tempted by a certain lawyer, an expert of the law, an expert of the Mosaic law. And this lawyer, this expert, this religious man asked our Savior, he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" We know our Savior in the text prior, he said, "If you should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbors thyself." And that expert of the law, that religious leader of the day, he said, "Lord, I've done that and I'm doing that, but who is my neighbor?" And we know the story. Jesus told this man, this religious man, this Pharisee, he told him that great story of the Samaritan and that good Samaritan. He said, "That's your neighbor. You be like that Samaritan. You take care of those around you." And he lays this man, this religious man, and now he's entering into the city, this town of Bethany. And he comes to a house of Mary and Martha. Can you imagine our Savior and 12 of his disciples, 12 of his best friends showing up in Bethany, showing up to Mary and Martha's house, knocking on the door, and the concern that Mary and Martha would have had? I mean, just imagine 13 men showing up at your door. There was no cell phones, I'll remind you. No way of communication, no way of letting them know, foreknowledge that we're coming and we're on our way. Can you imagine the concern that Mary and Martha may have had? You know, living with four women in my house, if someone calls me and says, "Preacher Gunn, we're on our way over, we're coming, we'll be there in a few minutes," I run through the house and try to pick up clothes and straighten and tidy up. Mary and Martha did not have that opportunity. Here, Jesus, 13 men, God he was, the Savior of the world, the Savior of all mankind, the Creator of all things, shows up to her house. I can imagine what a great concern would have been on their mind. We see here it was a great concern. What do we do? How do we entertain him? How do we minister to him? How do we provide for him? Do I have enough food? Do I have enough means to take care of these 13 men? A great concern. You know, we have a great concern the day we live in as well. It seems like our concern is not like Mary and Martha's, is what are we going to do with Jesus? But our concern is what we're hearing in the news cycle, this virus, this great epidemic that has spread across our land. A concern, what happens next? A concern, how long will it last? A concern of what happens if I get it? A concern, how am I going to pay bills and employment and mortgages and rents? A great concern. And it's okay to have a concern. It's okay to be concerned as Mary and Martha was, as long as that concern does not turn into anxious care, as long as it doesn't turn into worry and fear. We looked last week in preaching on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter number 6, where Jesus was teaching his disciples. He said, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for food. Take no thought for what you have to eat or drink, and take no thought for what you shall put on. He said, it's okay to have a concern. It's okay to think about. It's okay to work and to labor and to provide, as long as it doesn't turn into worry and fear and anxious care. That's what Martha and Mary was experiencing. Jesus is knocking on her door. 13 men is in their house. They have a great concern. The greatest of all concern is, what are we going to do with Jesus Christ? He's in their presence. That's every concern as a Christian should have today. Every concern of our church family and our church members is, what are we going to do with Jesus during this time? How can we please him? How can we exalt him? How can we make him look good? How can he live through us to a society that is facing hopelessness? Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house. Jesus was there in their presence. He was there in their home, and Mary and Martha had a great concern. But not only do they have a great concern, I noticed in our text, they had a choice to make. Notice this choice is to be made in verse number 39. Our Bible says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. In verse number 40, Martha made a choice, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving. We see Jesus enters Martha's house. Mary and Martha have a choice to make. There's a great concern. What are we going to do with Jesus? And Martha makes a choice. In verse number 40, our Bible says that she was cumbered about with much serving. That word cumbered in our text, it means distracted. That word cumbered, it means to be driven away. That word cumbered, it means to draw away physically and mentally. You see, she had a choice to make, and she made a choice that she was going to be drawn away. She's going to be pushed away. She was going to be divided from her Savior, who's in her very, very presence. We see that Martha was oh so close to her Savior, yet she was so far away from him. Here's Jesus is in her house, and Martha's off making a supper. She's off making meatloaf, and the Savior is in her very presence. Her Savior is next to her, but her mind is a million miles away. You know, my prayer for this church, my prayer for my family, and my prayer for myself is, during this time, I make the choice to draw close to Jesus, to be near Jesus, to not be cumbered, not to be drawn away or pushed away of all of the surrounding circumstances. Martha made a choice, and her choice, it drove her away. Her choice pushed her away from her Savior, even though he was so very near. We have a choice to make. Look at Martha's choice. Martha's choice left her in verse number 41. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Notice her choice. Her choice got to the point where it made our Savior call her name two times. I began to think about when our Savior, when our Lord, when a God speaks to us, but he has to call our name two times. When he does that, it's great importance. He's saying, what I'm fixing to tell you is great importance. I notice in the Old Testament, Abraham was being obedient. He took his son up the mountain, and there, and Abraham has the knife in his hand. He's going to sacrifice his son in obedience. And God calls out to Abraham, Abraham, Abraham. Moses on the mountain of Moriah, he's there, and God appears to Moses in that burning bush. And he gets to Moses' attention by saying, Moses, Moses. We know that Simon Peter is going to deny Jesus. He's going to deny our Savior three times. And at the Last Supper, Peter's going to deny our Savior. And Jesus gets Peter's attention by saying, Simon, Simon. Paul, he was on the road to persecute, to arrest, and imprison Christians. And there on the road to Damascus, he says, Saul, Saul. Everything, every time it's two, he calls us by twice by our name, it's of great importance. And here Martha made a choice. And he says, Martha, Martha. He's telling Martha, Martha, what I'm fixing to tell you is the utmost importance. Don't be cumbered. Don't be distracted. Don't be driven away. Don't be pushed away by the choice you make during this time. He said, thou art careful and troubled about many things. She was disturbed. She was disquieted, and she was had anxious cares that Jesus and these 12 men were in her house. But notice Mary's choice. Mary made a choice. She wasn't cumbered, but she was comforted. In verse number 42, the Bible says, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. He's saying Mary has chosen. She made a choice. She made a choice, and that choice is a good portion, a good part, a good lot is the word, a good piece of Mary's life. And the Lord said it was good. You say, what is that part? It was the choice she made to sit at Jesus' feet. We find here that word sat in our text. It not only means sit next to, but it means to draw near. It has the idea of drawing close. You see, Martha, she was being pushed away by the choice she made. She was being driven away by the choice she made, but Mary made that choice, and she was being drawn near during this time of great concern in their life. You know, I wonder about you today. I wonder about this crisis that we're facing, this pandemic that's going around in our nation, and all those things that are cumbered about and have us pushed away. Would the Lord say, preacher gun, you're cumbered, you're distracted, you have troubled, anxious cares, you're worrying, you're wondering. But if Mary was in our presence, I believe she'd be plopped down right next to Jesus saying, thank you for saving me. I'm placing my faith, my trust, my position in you will never change. She's chosen that good part, that excellent part that she found comfort in. There's a concern in our text. What are we going to do with Jesus? There's a choice to make. Martha made a choice to be driven away. Mary made a choice to be drawn near. But we also see that there was a crucial necessity. In verse number 42, and in closing, the Bible says, but one thing is needful. He's saying one thing is crucial. This one thing that Mary chose is oh so important. We talked about the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus did not say we should not care about how we're going to get food. He did not say we should not be concerned about our health or about the well-beings of others. But he did say that we shouldn't worry. He did say we shouldn't be troubled. He did say that we should be have anxious cares. He said, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. He said, but this one thing, this crucial thing, this one thing that's so important, one thing that's a crucial necessity, Mary has chosen it. You know, why don't we choose that this morning? Why don't we choose and purpose in our heart, as Mary did, to be drawn close to God instead of be driven away? You know, we can't assemble ourselves like we do most of the times, and it's distracted our lives, this pandemic, and it's broken up our routines, and we see it's changed the way we go about our daily lives. But don't let that drive us away from Christ. Let us drive it to Him as Mary. Mary's sitting next to Christ. Mary's drawn not near to Jesus. Mary has chosen that good thing. It's a crucial necessity. And then he says in verse 42, which shall not be taken away from her. You know, there's some things that this pandemic, this virus, cannot take away from us. I wrote that it cannot take away our eternal security. It cannot take away our position in Christ. It cannot take away the love that God has for us. It cannot take away our blessed hope of our soon coming King. It will not take away the peace that passes all understanding that God can place in us. It cannot take away that good part, those wonderful words of life that we heard this morning that's been placed in our heart if we'll just draw and see it and be chosen to come to Christ. People say we need revival. And we do. But I think the most crucial necessity is for God's people to draw close and sit at the feet of Jesus. People say we need unity, and that we do. But the most crucial necessity we have is the need to sit at the feet of Jesus and to hear His word. Sitting at His feet, choosing is a crucial necessity. Jesus said, this one thing is needful. It's so crucial this morning. It's a needful thing, a crucial necessity, a concern. What are we going to do with Jesus? A choice we have to make, the comfort that we have to receive, and the crucial necessity for a Christian. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning for the Word of God. We want to thank you, Father, for those that's joined us by the way of internet, by the way of Facebook. Lord, I pray that as we heard the Word of God preached and the songs of Zion that uplift your Son, Father, that would be an encouragement to us. I pray, Father, that as we hear the words, we could make that choice to draw nigh to you. And I know, Father, you'll draw nigh to us. Father, I pray as 2 Chronicles tells us in chapter 7, verse 14, that if we would pray and seek your face and we would turn from our wicked ways, then you would hear our prayer and you would heal our land. God, I pray that we'd be found faithful. I pray, Father, we wouldn't be cumbered about, and Father, we wouldn't be driven away, but we'd be drawn closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, most of all for your Son, for the blood of Jesus Christ, for the cross of Calvary, for the peace that passes all understanding, knowing, Father, we have a right relationship with you. We bless you, Father. We love you. We thank you for all you've done for us, all that you want to do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. That will conclude our internet service this morning. For those of you watching by the way of internet, I want to remind you today at 4 o'clock, we'll be meeting in the parking lot to assemble ourselves to pray. If you have any questions this coming week, you can call the church office at 828-687-1031. May God bless and have a great week.